Amazon.com today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to continue our conversation with Randy Leffingwell, the author of a wonderful new book on Porsche. It's called Porsche, A History of Excellence. Also in this hour, we're scheduled to be joined by a representative of the RM Auction Company, going to be telling us about the Amelia Island Concours auction coming up in a couple of weeks. And we promise we'll throw out a trivia question or two in this hour as well. But if you're with us in the first hour of the broadcast, we've been talking all things Porsche with one of our favorite guys, Randy Leffingwell, noted author. And we're going to promise Randy here that we're going to have him back on for a whole other hour, because this is a topic that definitely deserves even more attention, because I love talking with Randy and I love talking all things Porsche. Before the top of the hour there, Randy, I was asking you about the explosion of Porsche sales in some rather unusual parts of the world.
It's really an interesting phenomenon. It started with the Cayenne, a car that they conceived for developing world markets, India, Russia, certainly the Mideast, China. And then one of the things that I learned in the process of doing this book was that in the Mideast, for example, it is socially unacceptable to go out by yourself. You travel as a family unit, and so you can't put it takes too many 9/11s to get the family to dinner at the souk, or to go shopping, or to do anything to go see other family. So the multi-passenger Porsche made perfect sense. Similar kinds of things in China. Just situations that we wouldn't think about in the U.S. And even aren't common in Europe, but made perfect sense for the development of a multi-passenger, multi-door Porsche. And the Panamera has just taken on from there.
It sure getting over a cold. Sorry about that, Randy.
Pal.
It sure has, and the Panamera has surprised lots of folks, and of course, you can have it in so many different flavors now. They've got a V6 variant, the V8, the twin turbo, and I love the interior of the Panamera. I mean, to me, it's the closest thing to an automotive Learjet.
Oh, so true. So true. And it rides and handles like one, too. It is so much fun to drive.
So what's next for the company? Do you think that we're going to see the return of another supercar? Of course, the Carrera GT was produced in limited numbers back in 2004. Many people are saying that this 918 Spider is indeed going to go into production. That's the rumor. Anything that you can confirm, Randy?
I can't confirm it, but it's the rumor I've heard, too. And I've heard the rumor from folks inside the company. They haven't come out and said, yes, you can tell everyone you know. But then one fellow I talked to said, oh, they're all sold out.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, gee, maybe we didn't know this soon enough.
Amazing.
It's a pretty cool car. But what's interesting, there was a story just the other day that Porsche plans to introduce to update or introduce a new model every year from now through 2018.
Wow.
So if you look at that, they have the Boxster, which is due for an update. They have the Cayman, which they just have facelifted. The Cayenne, which is a whole new generation. The 911, well, there's good, strong rumors that the 991, the successor, will be debuted next year at Frankfurt, or actually later this year at Frankfurt. So that's the next generation 911. Then they'll have to update the Panamera. They'll probably bring out the 918, and then there's one more slot. So they suddenly have seven model lines.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, there have been rumors circulating around that perhaps, you know, especially if the Volkswagen folks end up being in control here, that we'll see a more affordable Porsche, something that will slot below the Boxster. That would be interesting.
Let us all bring our hands together in prayer.
Very
Wouldn't
good.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Absolutely. It would be fantastic. It sounds like a labor of love for you to put a book like this together, Porsche, A History of Excellence, Randy.
I'm a lucky guy, Bob. I really admire the folks at Porsche. You know, they have feet of clay. They make mistakes. They stumble. Not every one of their cars is perfect. And they're happy to be open about it. They seem to like talking to me. So I'm very, very fortunate in getting to chronicle their history.
Absolutely. Well, we're very, very fortunate to have the opportunity to speak with you. And we'll get you back here once I get a copy of the new book, and we'll do a whole nother hour. And we'll continue to spread the word about all the great work that you're doing. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you very, very much. It's always fun talking to you.
Thank you. He is Randy Leffingwell, the author of a wonderful new book, Porsche, A History of Excellence. And we'll get Randy back real soon with us, and we'll talk more about the brand Porsche and more Porsche racing history as well. But right now we'll shine a spotlight on the upcoming auction at Amelia Island from the folks at RM. And joining us right now on the line to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome one of the car specialists with the RM Auction Company, Keith Kozak. Hey there, Keith. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. In addition to the auction at Amelia Island, the RM subsidiary here in America, I understand, is a sale coming up in Florida even before that.
Yeah, you know, it's the collector cars of Fort Lauderdale, which is next weekend, March 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's put on by the new subsidiary of RM Auctions, Auctions America by RM. It's, like I said, running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we've got about 500 cars that are going to be offered with just over 100 or so without reserve.
Oh, that's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit more about the Fort Lauderdale event. The official dates are March 4th through 6th, and whereabouts in Fort Lauderdale is the event going to be held?
It's going to be held at the Broward County Convention Center, which is actually just inside Port Everglades there, right by the cruise port in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, we've got the whole facility and probably one of the best selections of cars we've ever offered in Fort Lauderdale, spanning just about everything you can imagine or anything you're looking for, really. Everything from a 1932 Duesenberg dual cowl Phaeton to a barn find 289 Cobra that's just basically surfacing for the first time in 30 years.
Wow, that is fantastic. And I understand you've got some very cool feature vehicles. Why don't you tell us about some of the special ones that are going to be featured in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, you know, our main feature car is the barn find Cobra that I just spoke of. It was actually found in the Tallahassee area recently, and it had been sitting since about 1981. It's two private owners from New. It's the fifth 289 Cobra built, CSX 2080, and it's had one repaint in 1968 by the original owner. At the same time, he added a hood scoop as well as side louvers to help with cooling, and it's got 68,000 original miles. It's basically a virgin, untouched car, original seats, original dash. Still has a lot of the original carpets, and we just went through the car completely and did a full mechanical on it. Went through the motor, the transmission. We put in a fresh new radiator and new wiring, and with very careful attention to preserve the originality. And we still left the dust on the car and the dirt on the windshield, and it's just a fantastic car. You could get in the thing and drive it to California, no problem. I've had the pleasure of probably putting 100-plus miles on it here recently to get in a nice break-in period, and just a truly spectacular car. In fact, we just had it at the Boca Raton Concours d'Elegance, and we're just leaving that event, actually.
Excellent. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the Fort Lauderdale event and the Amelia Island event. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused the way Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now!
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggetts was set in the face? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Why don't we throw out a trivia question? We haven't done so far, but we'll make it a Porsche question since we were chatting a lot about Porsche in the first hour of the program, the beginning of this hour. What was the Porsche supercar that Porsche made in the 1980s? It kind of looked like a 911. It was based on a 911, but It was not a 911. They were very, very expensive, more than $300,000 back in the middle 1980s, and only a handful made it into this country certified. What was the name of that Porsche supercar? It was the 9. What was the rest of it? Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. We're telling you all about a couple of RM auction events upcoming. Keith Kozak is with us. He's a car specialist with the RM Auction Company. And we're telling you all about the Fort Lauderdale event. And also we're going to be talking about the Amelia Island event. Taking a look at some of the featured vehicles going over the block at the Fort Lauderdale event. Can't help but notice this 1956 Ford Sunliner convertible. These have become quite popular in recent years, Keith.
Yeah, you know, everybody loves a great 50s classic, and that's absolutely a great example. We've got a great selection of 50s cars, everything from the iconic 1959 Cadillac Eldorado Baritz convertible to the very rare and desirable 1953 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, and just a great selection of 50s cars, a 1957 dual Ghia convertible, and just some really unique pieces, and just a great selection of automobilia.
Another interesting vehicle, always very, very popular. It's a 1968 Shelby GT500 convertible. Of course, Ford and Shelby have the GT500 available for 2011, but this is a classic one with the Police Interceptor 428 cubic inch V8, and only 402 of these were built, and this particular example is finished in a rare color combination, candy apple red with a white power top and a saddle interior. That is unusual, Keith.
Yeah, it's really rare to see the saddle interior. You know, a lot of those had a black interior, and so it's a pretty special car with a white top, saddle interior, and that car is probably one of the best 68 Shelby GT500 convertibles on the planet. Just restored very, very nicely. If you're in the South Florida area, it's actually on display over at the Galleria Mall in Fort Lauderdale. Just one of the many Shelbys, actually, we have offered next weekend in Fort Lauderdale. We've got a nice 66 GT350 as well as a 67 Shelby GT350, a 67 GT500, as well as a host of other Shelbys, probably over 10 or 12 in total.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Another interesting vehicle in the convertible realm, a 1953 Packard. This is a Caribbean or Caribbean convertible, however you want to pronounce it. When you look at the styling on this vehicle, it definitely was very futuristic. It really doesn't look like it stepped out of 1953.
No, it definitely looks like something from a much later period. The styling was very advanced. One of the most iconic cars, one of the most sought-after cars as well from the 50s, and a very rare example. We're very lucky to offer that this weekend, as well as a host of other 50s classics. Like I mentioned, we've got two 53 Cadillac Eldorado convertibles, very rare. They produce less than 600 of those, and to have two in one auction is truly spectacular, so we're very pleased to have those on offer as well.
Absolutely. Tell us about this Lincoln concept vehicle from 1962. It's a Continental prototype, and certainly this has become a kind of a new niche area of collectibles. Keith, a number of folks are getting into collecting dream cars, concept cars, prototype cars, whatever you'd like to call them.
As many of you know, the prototypes, a lot of the prototypes were really supposed to be destroyed. So for so many to survive today is truly remarkable. And this car, even though it wasn't a factory prototype, it was a prototype done combined with Lincoln and Durham. They built two of these cars, and it's coming out of the New York area, along with about six other cars from a private collection, all offered without reserve. Truly fantastic car. Really, really needs to be seen to be believed. And, you know, if you compare that to a regular 62 Lincoln Continental, the wheelbase is about 22 inches shorter. So you really got to see it in person. It's really, really an exceptional piece.
Absolutely. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, if you have a question about any of the vehicles we've been talking about, or if you want to answer the question about the Porsche supercar from the 1980s. What was that Porsche? They only made a few hundred of these vehicles. Was the Porsche 9? What was the rest of the three numerals associated with that vehicle? 800-259-9231. We want to give an affiliate shout-out to a couple of our news stations, including WDAY at 970 a.m. in Fargo, North Dakota. Hello to everybody there, as well as everybody listening in Maui, Hawaii on KNUI. Everybody listening in Nevada on KZBI-FM. And everybody listening down in Huntsville, Alabama on TKI, I believe it is, AM and FM. Let me double check that. We want to get those call letters right. Yes, WTKI, AM and FM in Huntsville, and WEKI in Decatur, Alabama. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles going over the block next weekend, this coming weekend, at the RM event in Fort Lauderdale. It's unusual for you guys to have boats, but you've got a Riva, a Super Rudy, a 19-foot boat with trailer. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's a great lot, especially being in southern Florida. Just something we thought would add to the sale. It's actually a freshwater boat for many years. It was used up in Lake Tahoe for 20 years and purchased by the current owner. Had like a minor cosmetic restoration, and it was gone through by noted Riva expert Alan Weinstein here in South Florida, and I actually had the pleasure of photographing it the other day and talking with Alan about it. It's truly a fantastic little boat and would be a great entry-level boat for anybody down here, I think.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Our very special guest is Keith Kozak, RM Auction Car Specialist. We're focusing on the Fort Lauderdale auction. Matter of fact, Keith is going to focus specifically on that. We've already kind of previewed the Amelia Island event, and there's so much to talk about here with the Fort Lauderdale event. We'll continue to focus on that. And meanwhile, we got a trivia question out there. We got Gary in South Dakota calling into the broadcast. Gary, thank you for calling in. How are you doing today?
Oh, real nifty.
Excellent. Well, let's see if you can solve the trivia riddle here about the Porsche supercar from the middle 1980s. They only made a few hundred of them, and only a few of those came into the United States. Only, I would say, probably less than 10 or 20.
Well, I'm thinking it's the 956/962.
Well, you're in the right ballpark. It's actually the 959, that supercar.
Oh, the 911, based on the 9, that was a twin-turbo, yeah.
Exactly, twin-turbo, all-wheel drive, and a height-adjustable suspension. And, you know, for its day, it was quite the vehicle. But in reality, when you look at what Porsche offers here for 2011 with their 911 turbo, it's faster, and it's got that PDK transmission. So all those folks that paid $300,000 plus back in the middle the 1980s, you can get the same vehicle at a third the price here in 2011. So,
well, I'm looking forward to seeing the new 918 Spider. The part electronic, part you know, it's got a V8 engine in it. It's got the recuperative brake, all that. I mean, this thing is going to be amazing. You know, basically based on the Carrera GT and. But I was thinking you were thinking about Le Mans cars, you know, because the 956, 962, they won Le Mans from 82 all the way to 87.
Well, that's true. Very true. I'll tell you, we're going to give you a prize because you're a knowledgeable Porsche guy, and we appreciate you listening there in South Dakota. Thanks so much for dialing in. Hang on for Matt at GCN, and he'll get all of your pertinent information. Meanwhile, we'll go back to Keith Kozak at the RM Auction Company, previewing the Auctions America by RM sale. Going to be held down in Fort Lauderdale. And before the break there, I was kind of drooling over a 1970 Chevelle SS396, a black-on-black convertible. That's definitely a very cool vehicle, and I would imagine you're expecting that vehicle to go for quite a bit of money.
Yeah, it's one of the best muscle cars in the sale. We've got a great selection of muscle cars, and this one is absolutely fantastic. It was shown at the Meadowbrook Concours d'Elegance a few years ago. It's black on black, four-speed car. You know, should bring somewhere between $75,000 and $95,000.
Excellent. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles coming up. And once again, Keith, why don't you make sure and give out the dates of the event and also the exact locale so that all of our listeners down in the Florida area can take advantage and come on over.
Yeah, the Collector Cars of Fort Lauderdale event's being held next weekend, March 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Broward County Convention Center. Previews open on Thursday. And please visit our website at auctionsamerica.com for more information or for a catalog description on any of the cars that are coming up in the sale.
Let's talk about a Corvette. This one's from 1965. It's a convertible. This seems to be very much the theme of the Florida event here. Lots of convertibles, and this is a really cool one. It's a 327. 375 horsepower fuel injected 4-speed manual car, and it's got the side pipes and the whole deal.
Yeah, pretty nice. You know, side pipes are an option, so it's a fantastic car along with the fuel injection, making it a pretty rare vehicle. Not many were produced. 4-speed side pipes, fuel injected car. Not much more you can ask for, except that it's a roadster, which makes it even more desirable.
Absolutely, very cool.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic car. We've got a lot of great convertibles, everything from a 1953 Oldsmobile Fiesta, which is part of the Triple Crown, to a early 1932 Model J dual cowl Phaeton Duesenberg that's going to be offered next weekend at the Collector Cars of Fort Lauderdale event.
Speaking of roadsters, this is an old one. It's a 1936 Ford Roadster, but, I mean, it looks like it's in absolutely exquisite condition.
Yeah, it's a fantastic piece. And, you know, the nice thing is this sale offers such a wide variety of cars to collectors. Everything, like I mentioned, from a Duesenberg to a 36 Ford to a 65 Corvette Roadster to a Shelby Mustang to a Barn Find 289 Cobra, and even on up into some newer automobiles as well. We've got an 05 Rolls-Royce Phantom, some newer Ferraris, as well as some newer sports cars and newer European exotics as well.
That's cool. Yeah, that's always lots of fun to see some of the newer vehicles going over the block as well. How do you foresee the collector car year so far? We're only in February, and so far, of course, we've had a number of auctions in Arizona, all with good success. And it seems like lots of people are turning away from traditional investments, Keith, like banks and CDs and things like that, with the interest rates being so low, and putting their money in vehicles, putting it in collector cars. And that's certainly going to be good news for you guys.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. I completely agree with you. You know, we've seen a lot of new clients coming to the market recently that are, former art collectors or still are art collectors, and they're starting to view some of these classics as works of art, and they're investing a lot of money into their collections of cars now. I think a lot of people view collector cars as a much more stable market. Plus it's something tangible. It's something you can enjoy. You can go to a car show. You can take your kids or your grandkids for a ride on a Sunday. I mean, who doesn't want to do something like that as opposed to, checking their bank balance or checking their CD to see what their rate's at? You know, it's much more fun to have a collector car and build a collection and invest that way. And You know, I think so far this year, there's a lot of good signs for things to come. Our sale out in Arizona was a fantastic sale. It was 96% sell-through rate, just over $31 million. And everything else that we've seen in the market recently is pointing to an uptick in the market as far as collector cars go. And you know, I think people are feeling more comfortable with spending some money again. And I can only hope and think that the response we've had with our upcoming sales in collector cars of Fort Lauderdale, as well as our sale the following weekend after that at Amelia Island, that it will just continue throughout those sales as well.
And Keith, you know, as you noted, it's nice to see some newer people getting into the hobby and some younger folks as well. That's definitely a positive sign for all of us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we need people to keep this hobby and keep this alive, and we've got to bring in new people, find a way to get the younger crowd into collecting cars, because if we can't bring in the new younger people, then, you know, the hobby is going to start to die off, and we've seen a lot of that, which is encouraging. A lot of new young buyers, people that, you know, were born in the next generation after the baby boomers, who are starting to, you know, get into a point where they're comfortable with their life and their, you know, maybe portfolio perhaps, and they're starting to invest in cars, and, you know, it's keeping that generation, the tradition, alive.
It's all good news. We're going to continue chatting all about the RM auction coming up in Fort Lauderdale with Keith Kozak, car specialist with RM Auctions. If you'd like to talk classic cars, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. You're listening to Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. Looks like I'm having a little technical problem, but I've got it corrected. Keith Kozak is with us from the RM Auction Company, and we're having lots of fun telling you all about the upcoming event in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which is happening next weekend, and lots of cool vehicles going over the block. And a couple of folks have emailed me up here at boblongradio@yahoo.com, including Peter, who's in Alabama, who wants Keith to explain the difference between reserve and no reserve. He says he hears us talking about that quite often here on the program. Keith, you're the expert. Why don't you field that one?
Sure. Basically, reserve versus no reserve, which we actually allow both at all of our auctions. But reserve just means that the owner that's selling the car gets to place a price on it that means that the car is not for sale until bidding reaches that amount. So let's say you have a collector car that's, you know, worth somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000, and, you know, you don't want to risk selling it without reserve, and you know, maybe you get a bad day and there's not a few bidders there on it, so you protect yourself, you put a reserve on it somewhere, you know, generally below the low estimate, you know, let's say around 80 to 90,000. That way you protect yourself, and then once the bidding reaches that amount, the reserve's off and the car's for sale. Now, if the opposite is true with the consignment, then there's no reserve, and the car just sells at the highest final price to whoever's the lucky bidder.
Excellent. We've got another email question here. This one's from Julia. Julia's in, let's see, Ohio. Interesting. Don't know what station she's listening on there. But anyway, Julia would like to know what the procedure is for selling a car. She said she just recently inherited a 1957 T-Bird and is interested in selling that at an auction. How should she proceed? What advice would you have for Julia?
Well, she can contact either myself, either via email. It's Keith at Auctions America or rmauctions.com, or visit our website is probably the best way to do it. And all of the car specialists are listed on there along with their contact information, and we'd be happy to help her if she's interested in selling her car.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other cool vehicles going over the block in Fort Lauderdale. A very nice GTO convertible. Tell us about that particular one.
Well, actually, that just arrived down here the other day. It's finished in a beautiful burgundy with a black interior. It's a four-speed car, probably one of the nicest GTO convertibles I've seen. Concord quality restoration, you know, probably a 2 or 3 year cost is no object restoration, and it, you know, it should bring somewhere between 70 and 90 thousand.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about the Concours event that you were at today with one of the vehicles. Tell us about that, Keith.
Well, it was a fantastic event, Bob. It was the Boca Raton Concours d'Elegance. We actually had three cars on the show field, two from the collector cars of Fort Lauderdale auction next weekend, one being the 1932 Duesenberg Model J Dual Cowl Phaeton, as well as the 1963 Barn Find Shelby Cobra. And representing our sale in Amelia Island, we had a truly stunning 1930 Alfa Romeo 60-1750 Grand Sport with the Zagato coachwork.
Oh, wow. An exquisite vehicle, to say the least. Let's talk a little bit about Barn Finds. It seems like, you know, ever since Tom Carter, our good friend of the program, started writing these books, the Cobra in the Barn, the Hemi in the Barn, the Vincent in the Barn, the Corvette in the Barn, we seem to be hearing more and more stories of barn finds going to auction. They seem to come from nowhere, Keith, out of nowhere, and they make for great stories.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, might not have been as aware as to what they would have had previously, and I think, you know, those books have shed a lot of light to a lot of people, you know, whereas the true collectors or enthusiasts would have, are out hunting for barn finds, you know, sometimes there's the odd instance where somebody has something that they don't know what it is, and you know, there's a good chance that those books have helped bring cars to light. You know, as is the case with the Cobra that we have in Fort Lauderdale. You know, it's been parked basically since 1981. We were lucky enough to find it and went through it completely mechanically. And, you know, it's the fifth 289 Cobra built, only two private owners from new, 68,000 original miles, one repaint, truly just a spectacular, untouched virgin car. And I think one of the interesting things about barn find cars now is that collectors and enthusiasts really have an appreciation for these cars because they are only original ones. And you can restore a car, but they're only original ones. So to find a car like that in its original condition is pretty special. And in the market, we find that those cars are just as valuable as a Concours quality restored car.
You know, that's so true. It seems like more and more people are appreciating original vehicles, unrestored vehicles, and that's a trend that we've seen kind of develop over the last few years as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of the Concours now are offering historic preservation classes, and they've done so for the past few years, but you see more and more cars in those classes at the events now, and I think that's just a testament to the appreciation that people really have for cars in their original condition.
What about automobilia or any kind of memorabilia? Are you going to have any of that at the Fort Lauderdale sale?
Yeah, you know, we'll have probably over a few hundred lots of automobilia, everything from gas pumps and signs, vintage, gas station signs to old ads and vintage posters and just a wide variety of automobilia. That will all be sold Friday before the cars start off. Friday morning it'll start at 10 a.m. with automobilia.
And that's certainly a growing area as well. Lots of folks seem to be getting into that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of collectors have fantastic automobilia collections that are, just as interesting or, you know, as some of the cars they have. We've had the pleasure of offering some very nice collections of automobilia as well as vintage neon signs and gas pumps. And it's, it's a very interesting hobby and it's something that goes great. You know, if you're building a garage, you know, What looks better next to a few classic cars, an old gas pump, and a few old neon signs, and You throw that in there, and it's just a great display.
Absolutely. So once again, remind us of the exact dates of the Fort Lauderdale event and the locale.
It's coming up this weekend, March 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Broward County Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's Collector Cars of Fort Lauderdale, hosted by Auctions America by RM. You can visit our website at auctionsamerica.com. And the nice thing that we provide for our clients or any new collectors out there is the option to bid remotely. We allow bidding online via our website. People can phone bid as well as place absentee bids. And the auction will be live on our website for anybody to watch.
Wow, very cool. And I imagine it must be great fun to have that capability to be able to watch on the Internet. And if you can't make it down to Florida, you can still participate. So it's, again, a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of collectors that sometimes can't make it to the events, and one of the nice things we do is provide the ability to bid remotely. We as car specialists also are happy to provide condition reports on any cars for customers that can't make it down here. So if you are interested in something you see on our website, please feel free to shoot any one of us an email or call our main office or our Fort Lauderdale office at 954-566-2209. We'd be happy to do a condition report for you and give you our opinion on any of the cars that are offered next weekend.
So, Keith, of all the cars that are selling, that are going over the block at Fort Lauderdale, really quick, do you have a favorite, or is that too hard? It's like asking what's your favorite kid.
Well, you know, with the selection we have next weekend, it's tough, but I got to say, without a doubt, my favorite is the Barn Find Cobra. It's just truly an untouched virgin car, and one of my favorite cars as well, so it's hard not to pick that one.
Absolutely. Thank you, Keith. I'm Bob Logg.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.